Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of Chronically Christie. Today with my special guest Libby, who's been a nurse since 2003 and a dialysis nurse since the very beginning. So, Libby, hello.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is officially Elizabeth, but I'm called Libby by pretty much everyone and their dog. I am a mum of two. I am passionate, very passionate about my job. I'm a little bit of a workaholic, as some people say, and a bit of a secret data nerd. As Christy has said, I have been a nurse since 2003. I have worked on a hemodialysis unit, many of them. I've worked on a number of them across England and Wales. I actually trained in Wales, so I'm a Welshie. My PIN number actually has 007 in it, so actually I'm a secret.
You're a spy.
I am. And my kids would say that my biggest feature is that I'm terrible at parking.
Fabulous. I can relate. So why did you go into dialysis nursing?
Well, it fascinated me, I have to say. I think the one thing, I actually went as a student nurse twice to the same unit. I applied to go a second time for my management placement, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the fact that there was lots to learn, there was lots to do. It was very hands-on, but I think one of the things I really liked was the continuity of seeing the same people 3 times a week and actually getting to know them and talking to them and feeling like at the end of your shift you could walk away and feel like you've had a really good day with friends, as opposed to looking after people, but you're doing the same, so it's kind of like a bit of best of both worlds.
Okay, so what are your favourite and least favourite parts about being a dialysis nurse?
So my favourite part has got to be, as I said, having that continuity, but being able to really create an environment that people want to be in and actually want to come. We did have a patient that actually used to call our, and it was actually a session that you were present at. It was a coffee morning, so that's got to be a positive thing. I'm a bit of a techie, so I kind of like the hands-on kind of machine side of things as well as the...
all the beeping.
Yeah, so apart from the fact when you hear it in your sleep, then there's something to be worried about.
You do that as a patient as well, you hear the alarms in your sleep.
You get to go and turn them off, and actually all you're doing is you turn your alarm off to wake up to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit of everything. I kind of like... it's just having that closeness, I think, as a team. I think you really can bond as a team and as a patient group as well. I don't think it really has the same level of kind of clinical feel as it does maybe on a ward.
No, it means a lot as a patient to get to know the staff, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what was your least favourite part?
My least favourite part was doing the Christmas rotas. No, I'm joking. No, so I think it would actually be the fact that other people who didn't really understand renal patients and what happens and what does, and dialysis patients and what they go through, they'd come in and go, "Oh, look, and your patients look really well." And you think to yourself, well, you think they look well, that they're sitting, and it's like, oh, they just sit here for 4 hours. And I'm like, no, actually, you don't really realise what their bodies are being put through during that four-hour period. I think the fact that it's a very hidden kind of condition, I think you can look at someone, like someone could be next to you, and I think the only way you'd know if they're on dialysis potentially would be if they've got maybe a bit of needling scarring on their arm, or you can see that they've got a few, but I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell. And I think that's the difference, is people say to you, oh, you look really well, when actually you're not feeling so great. And I think, I should imagine, as a patient, that's becomes quite frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
As a staff member, I hear it and I think to myself, you really have no concept. And I think it's quite dismissive in a certain way.
So what's the most challenging part of your job?
I think the most challenging, I'm going to change it slightly, the most challenging period of my job was actually during COVID. I think that it was so hard and difficult, I think, for everybody, including patients, families, relatives, to kind of go into such a massive lockdown. But for my patients to be told, well, yeah, you actually are not classed as highly vulnerable, when we're all saying, actually, these patients really are, they're one of the most vulnerable patients you can get, but it wasn't recognised. Again, I think that comes a little bit back to awareness and recognition of what happens with a renal patient and a dialysis patient.
Yeah, because they classed us transport patients as high risk, but not dialysis patients, didn't they?
And that was a much later down the line. It was a very fraught time. It was a very hard time for a lot of the staff, a lot of the patients. Very worrying time, because, I mean, telling a patient that they have to come into hospital when everyone's being told to stay away must have been completely against all of their survival mechanisms, and it caused them so much stress and anxiety. But I'm going to add in a little bit that actually it's my proudest moment as well, because there were obviously many positive cases within satellite units across England. And actually, we didn't have any patient or staff member positive in the first wave.
Really?
We didn't have any diagnosis, but we also had the antibody testing in July, and no one came back with antibodies, which was fantastic.
Don't you want antibodies?
No, because it means you had it.
Ah.
It means you would have had it at that point. So, because some people have had COVID and they didn't even know it, they didn't have any symptoms. But I think the bit I was proud of is that we were all a team, and I'm not talking about staff. I'm talking about patients, I'm talking about their loved ones, I'm talking about the transport drivers, the people who stayed away from the unit when they really wanted to be with their relative. It was just fantastic. It was just such a community feel. But we did isolate ourselves very much. We pretty much bolted the door and didn't let anyone through. So it was quite nice in that respect as well.
Okay, so tell me your most interesting dialysis fact.
My most interesting dialysis fact is quite sad. I've got a couple of them, but I chose this one because I think it's fascinating. And actually, it shows that every single person in this entire world should have admiration for anyone who receives hemodialysis. Or dialysis in general. If you looked at dialysis as a treatment, so an inpatient dialysis in-centre patient that came in 3 times a week for 4 hours, got themselves in or got transport in, had to wait for a period of time, and then had time to get on, that would actually equate to 7 hours per day, which would then equate to 21 hours per week, 1,092 hours per year, which actually is 6.5 weeks worth of 24/7 in hospital. And that's just astounding to me, because actually, when you go into the dialysis units, there are many people who kind of are there and they're smiling, and they call it their coffee morning. And you think to yourself, well, actually, you've got this, all of this commitment, you're asked to come in for, made all this time, and actually you're still smiling. So I think that every single patient who receives in-centre hemo or hemo in general needs a bit of a medal.
And I did it for 9 years straight.
Exactly.
And it's coming around again pretty quick, unfortunately. Okay, so you got any tips for patients and their carers?
So I think my biggest tip would be speak to your team. Get to know who your team are and speak to them. Don't ever feel afraid to approach them to say, look, there's a bit of a problem, or I just want to chat. I think that sometimes nurses, when they're running around the dialysis ward and everything seems quite busy or someone's short-staffed, I think the patients say, well, I'm not going to burden them with this, when actually we as nurses would want to know if there's something going on. We'd want to know. We would feel better knowing that that anyone who needed help was going to call us. And I think that a lot of people think that really, well, we can only call them if we're feeling dizzy or if we've, you know, start yawning a lot because actually I need someone to check my blood pressure. But it's also about thinking about health and well-being, kind of saying, actually, I've been feeling really down of late, or there are other symptoms that dialysis and that actually demonstrate that, and quite common, that people don't really talk about because they're a bit taboo subject. But actually, they shouldn't be a taboo subject, because there are ways and means of being able to cope with them. And if it's not told, then we don't know, and it could then carry on to something else. So always speak to your dialysis team. Kind of have them on speed dial to a certain degree, or you put your if you have a named nurse, speak to them. Maybe say, look, can I talk about my bloods, and then ease into the other conversation. So speak to your team. Always have your team there.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
So I actually work on a more strategic level now. My sister laughs at me all the time because I say strategical, and I know that's not even a word. So I work within a region, what I would class as a much larger team, because even though I don't work in a designated dialysis unit, I kind of work across the whole patch per se. And the one thing that I have kind of discovered is that there are so many wonderful things happening from one unit to the next. And I think the talking to each other and actually one unit talking to another, kind of, if that improved, I think we could have more positive kind of results across the whole of the region. But I really enjoy the job that I'm doing now, and I get to work for some fabulous people. Mentioning just a couple of people like me, Christy, maybe, working with you. No, it is, and it's great because actually I think I get to work, even though I don't work looking after the patients on the dialysis unit, I actually get to work with you guys, and I get to still see you and other patients. And actually, I still get grounded by that. And I think that for me, that's such a positive thing to have patients within the network that we work in. It's just brilliant. And you do bring a lot to the table, like cake.
Cake. Always bring cake. That's my rule.
It's an essential.
It is. Okay, so we're going to end today with some of your best memories and a funny story.
So some of my best memories was actually on a twilight shift planning a business with a fellow patient that we were actually going to buy a villa abroad, and we were going to run an abroad dialysis centre. I do remember that quite vividly. That sounds great. That was fun. I think one of the best memories is actually learning there was a fellow War of the Worlds freak within my unit. I thought that was hilarious, and we literally would sit down there and talk and start singing random War of the Worlds songs.
Yeah, that's one thing I do know about you, is you are a War of the Worlds
freak. Yes. Yeah. Like, just like you, maybe. And the funny story really is actually when I was very heavily pregnant, and I think obviously within a dialysis unit, sometimes everything could be quite manic. And I remember actually answering the telephone once. And normally you'd go, hello, dialysis unit, how can I help you? And I said, hello, dialysis machine. At which point, luckily, it was actually one of the staff's husband. And he started laughing. And at which point I got very flustered because I just realised I said dialysis machine instead of dialysis unit. And he said, could I speak to this person, please? And I said, yes, of course I can. And at which point, I literally put the phone down and burst into tears.
Oh,
I was
cringe.
Everyone was absolutely howling, going, oh my gosh, Libby, I think you may need to end your shift soon today.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, that was, and literally, I've never lived it down without one member of staff.
So all I've got to say now is thank you for joining me today, Libby, for cake and chats. No idea what this episode is going to be called yet. We'll come up with something funny in the meantime. and thank you to everyone who's listening. And we'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.